look at these, my work strong arms, and you've got to see my bottle full of charm. I lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me. He says she.
Up late. Broadcasting from stolen land. Satellite skies. Satellite skies. Satellite skies. Highlighting DIY and autonomous politics, music, and subculture with a different theme each week.
This is the place the revolution starts, right here, right now. Right here, right now.
Soundtrack to revolution. Voices and sounds from the uprisings.
To live without scruples. No shame, no stigma. Revolution is truthful.
You fight the powers that be.
Welcome. You are listening to Soundtrack to Revolution, a week of satellite skies here on 3CR, 855 on your AM dial. And you're here with Race Rage.
And Beast Mama.
And we've always say we've got a jam-packed show for you, but we have a doubly jam-packed, double whammy show for you guys tonight, coming straight out of Collingwood here. First of all, we want to first acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We want to pay our respects to elders, past, present and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. This always was, always will be Aboriginal land, and the genocide here is ongoing. Yeah, so we've got double the fun for you tonight. We are going to be kicking off 3CR's International Women's Day content. So we're seeing you out until midnight and then carrying on till 1 a.m. So you're stuck with us for a while.
2 hours, watch out. And we've got lots of music coming at you of all different varieties from across the globe and local. And we're celebrating this day that will be tomorrow that we will cross over into International Women's Day with all the diversity that fights against the patriarchy coming at you through the sound waves.
And we came in with PJ Harvey, and I'll let you say the name of the track is because I can't remember it.
It was the track was called Shillin' a Geek, and when I was thinking of like women and musicians that inspired me, I think PJ Harvey was certainly one of my first kind of girl crush superstars. And that song, Shillin' a Geek, I think it really, you know, talks about the way the patriarchy looks at women and degrades women and looks at them. You know, she's saying, look at me, my childbearing hips or whatever. You know, and he's saying, you know, take your dirty pillows away from me or whatever. Mm. It's probably about slut shaming. It's about a lot. It's about a lot of things done in a really rocking kind of way. And I guess as a teenage girl, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Too Deadly. And we're going to go into another track now. What do we got coming up next?
This is one, I don't know, it's a kooky track by Erykah Badu called The Healer. And I don't know what it is about it, but there's something about it that I don't know, it gets me. So here we go. Whoops, let me put it on.
Don't have to believe.
And that was Pussy Liquor with My Body, My Choice. You can find that track off Loud Women Volume 2 with plenty of rad feminist anthems coming off of there. Before that, T-Bitch with Riots Not Diets. They're a trans, glam, straight, queer, amazing, deadly DIY punk band out of the UK. And before that, Erykah Badu saw us in
with The Healer.
Hope you're enjoying our content so far, and we are going to go to some more excellent tracks by amazing women to kick off our International Women's Day Eve, going into International Women's Day.
And one of my favourite local superstars is Baka, and this song, For My Titters. Legendary.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your own. You gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin kin. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, aim higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me.
Stand with her, cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do. your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity that's hidden question.
I'll be running this shit like a motherfucking tracker, like I run on sins, like a motherfucking trapper, like a cheetah in a jungle, but I'm motherfucking fast, like a preteen boy in a church with a pastor. Holla, I'm not serious, I'm just playing. It's like, fuck your opinion, bitch, I mean it when I'm saying that. Money and my money is the only shit I'm after. You can cut the fake shit, I'm not a motherfucking actor. I'm on top of my green like a motherfucking tractor. You niggas about to be bitches, you bitches about to be cast. I be on that other shit, got that from my other bitch. She come from an island or a desert or some tundra shit. I am multifaceted, bitch, I do a ton of shit. Like I'm diarrhea or whatever sitting under it. I'm nasty, I'm insane, I'm too much, I spit cranes. I came from the fucking bottom, I'm top now, I shift lanes. I kick shit like dope shit, like no shit, like oh shit. Get in my way, I fuck up everything, like ho shit. See, they said that I wouldn't, I did whatever they said I couldn't. I'm not the one to be fucked with or to be tough with. I be in the air like duck, 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 bitch. I be in the air like pump, pump, thump, fist. Nah, I'm like up chug, like gut fish, like hands up a skirt, like when you gon' let me fuck, bitch. Money and more money is the only shit I'm after. You can cut the fake shit, I'm not a motherfucking actor. I'm on top of my green like a motherfucking tractor. You niggas about to be bitches, you bitches about to be cast for. I'm an undefeated bastard, my tongue is the fucking rapture, bitch. I be at my peak, I am not the one to be mastered. I'm the one to be after, I'm sweeping you while I'm dusting. I just popped up out the blue, I'm spontaneously combusting. Spit a little different, give me just a minute. Beat the beat down, bitch, fraction, I kill it. We are not the same, but damn, really get it. Tell them do the math, whole fraction, division. Sick, love, sick, how drop me in the clinic. Eat them to the end, to the back, to the beginning. Cause I kick, kill it, so this flat dead. And never pass a rack like a motherfucking crackhead. Money and my money is the only shit I'm after. You can cut the fake shit, I'm not a motherfucking actor. I'm on top of my green like a motherfucking tractor. You niggas bout to be bitches, you bitches bout to be Casper.
anyone for the palace. No regard for the price you may have to pay. You have been testing the limits. I will only sweat for my matches. I'm not feeling down. I'm dancing to this crowd. Take this crown you seek. Cause it clearly has no grip on me. Let's rule it. This
had me feeling a certain type of way recently, and we need to talk. Birds will fly in the sky, no other bird can deny. She gon' ride high with her sucky, a lyrical delight. Me a fat feenie, sensual inside. Be her in the trees all night. Terror from the streams, deep pipes. Fantasies, chicken tonight. Quick slice, take her back, quite nice. My guy, real fine, got my juice so right. I said, hey, how you going, mister? I really wanna see how you treat a sister. Cause I'm pretty seeker, nice to meet you. And the way you talk to me is speak to my interest, then. Cause the destruction, fighting FEMA, best a believer, trust the leader.
Quit my 9 to 5, now stack my money high. Angels by my side, now I don't wanna die. She said, I'ma get you high, if you wanna ride. Let me show you how to fly, show you how to fly.
I want to know where you've been tonight. Like blue eyes, can't trust the light. Toured long, don't wanna cheat me right. Ain't with this world, but we deep meet me right. So, what's your name and what you say? 5'9" ain't with the shit. Big Roman, can't even lift your bitch. Jay Holiday, about to go to bed with this. So, I'ma go and get mine right now. Tell him I ain't even got the time right now. Wanna hit me up for some fun right now. But I got a charge and a big bill, so that baby boy, I'm feeling lonely. Kiss and caress my body only. Stars in the sky, but we ride all night. I'm your fantasy, now you found the light.
Quit my 9 to 5, now stack my money high. Angels by my side, now I don't wanna die. She said, I'ma get you high, if you wanna ride. Let me show you how to fly, show you how to fly. Quit my 9 to 5, now stack my money high. Angels by my side, now I don't wanna die. She said, I'ma get you high, if you wanna ride. Let me show you how to fly, show you how to fly.
He said, sorry that I lied. I don't wanna fight, but I'm done and it's alright. Now to take flight.
And that was Miss Blanks with Fly High, straight out of Brizzy. And she's not doing music anymore, so sadly we're not going to be hearing any more Miss Blanks stuff coming out, but we can cherish what's already out there. She's going to be doing some new stuff. Before that was Eka Vandal with Battle Royale, and before that one, Angel Hayes with Working Girl, and Baka My Titters. So I think that's got you up to speed.
And hopefully up and dancing. There's a few brutal tracks there. Definitely things to groove to. Some, you know, kind of fat Sydney house sounds there at the end. Very smooth, Miss Blanks. Yeah.
We're going to come in next with one of my all-time faves, Princess Nokia with Brujas.
Ooh, and there they are. I'm paneling for the second time in my life, so here we go.
Bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, I say to the door. We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, I say to the door. We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor,
That's age on the door. Beating on ghetto bitches. Speaking in tongue bitches. Four on the floor. That's age on the door. Talk shit, we the cast spell. Long weeds, long nails, corn rope, pigtails. Baby Fox still in jail. Good witches I fuck with. Bad bitches, we run shit. Four bitches, four corners. North, east, west, south shit. Good witches I fuck with. Hot door for my broomstick. Witchcraft, bitchcraft. Light magic is nothing. I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar.
I'm that black Rican Bruja straight out from the Yoruba. And my people come from Africa, diaspora, Cuba. And you mix that Arawak, that original people. I'm that black Native American, I vanquish your evil. I'm that black Rican Bruja straight out from the Yoruba. And my ancestors Nigerian, my grandmas was Brujas. And I come from an island, and it's for Puerto Rico. And it's one of the smallest, but it got the most people.
I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar. Got coins on the counter. I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar. I'm reaching my altar. Got coins on the counter.
Don't you fuck with my energy. 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 Casting spells with my cousin. I'm the head of this coven. I'm a shape-shifting bitch. You don't know who you loving. Better light you a candle. I heard the nighttime was black. And if you don't watch your step, the greatest bitch will be back. I cast a circle in white, and I can vanquish your spike. And if you hex me with hate, then I'ma conjure the light. Your evil ways put no fight. I ain't no queen of the night. I'm a Bruja, I'm a Bruja, and I'ma dress in all white.
Energy, drank a couple quarters on my chorus, then I caught up. Hey. If I rule the world, money stacks for all my daughters. Hey. Never ask for payment in the womb, times nine. Now we see the blood on the street, times try. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal, heaven in thine, heaven is mine. Spiritual, lyrical, mother sang, sweetest taboo, rickle kind. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, energy rain. Intuition and ambition, intuition strain. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin again.
The birds and the bees ain't got nothing. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing. Energy.
Fanboy, I beg you listen me. I beg you open your ears for any waiting that they say. Waiting that they talk. Na serious talk that they talk go. No beating anger here speaking. Listen. In this world we deal, member say ya, one day go come when we all go go. Before long, we go meet Mama Godo. When we dey meet Mama Godo, tell me, waiting, you go see.
With all my life germination, you realize all the time we wasting. You realize all the pain we facing. Please pour a cup feminine libation. My gosh, we raising. Please sympathize all the lies we raising. Please realize all the time. Female energy, one shot, two shot, three times sorrows. Carry all the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give a couple crowns to the woman who had bore us, taught us, focus, love and support us. Magical, umbilical, my universe is radical. Introduce the nation to embracing what is factual. Feminine energy, almost mathematical. You can't really sum up what is infinite and valuable. Feminine energy, balance up the indestructible in the vaginal, no heaven in thine. She sing a melody to pass the time. Give us her energy so she feel mine. If I was astonished by the level of shame, feminine energy, never shame again. Rain, tamed, brain, praying. Intuition and ambition running through my veins. Pour out the love, let the healing begin.
The present peace. Ain't got nothing. The present peace.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Satellite Skies, and we are doing an International Women's Day special. So, yeah, we've played lots of deadly tracks. Maybe you could back announce?
Absolutely. I've got my handy-dandy little list because my memory is like a sieve. Just coming in then was Against Me with True Trans Soul Rebel, and that's going to lead into a combo we're going to have in a moment. But before that, we had Sampa the Great with Energy. Always love Sampa the Great, such an amazing artist, and yeah, such a good song. And before that was Brujas by Princess Nokia. Yeah, so something that I wanted to talk about was, I don't know, as a non-binary person, my experience of a lot of, I guess, more recent International Women's Days has been that I'm often asked to play, and there were, like, a while ago I did used to play them, but kind of make it really clear that, like, I'm a non-binary person and that's the context that I'm playing in. But yeah, more recently I've just felt really uncomfortable with playing and sort of been like, hey, like, yeah, I'm not a woman, so I'd probably prefer for a woman to be given my spot on the lineup. And a lot of cis venue bookers and stuff often kind of respond like, oh, our International Women's Day event is inclusive of gender diverse people, of non-binary people. So yeah, I kind of threw out the question on my Insta and on my TikTok, wanting to ask other non-binary and gender diverse folks' opinions of, I guess, our inclusion in this day, in terms of, like, obviously all women should be celebrated on International Women's Day. That's a no-brainer. So, you know, trans women, cis women. But I'm talking about more specifically people kind of beyond the binary, who don't identify as women, being included in lineups, playlists like ours, different kinds of events for this day. And yeah, kind of wondering, I'm not really sure when that sort of started to happen and where that push to have people who don't identify as women being celebrated and sort of, you know, given a shout out and given platforms to play on International Women's Day. So I guess I kind of wanted to kind of read some of the responses that I've got. I put a poll up on my Insta, and out of the people that responded, 80% said no, they don't feel great about being included. And this was all gender diverse and non-binary respondents who don't identify as women. Said no, they don't feel good about being included in International Women's Day stuff. And 20% said yeah, they did. So yeah, I might read a couple of the comments that people sort of made. So one comment was, yeah, it's weird, hard to speak on, but it seems to always involve just adding AFAB, assigned female at birth, people to gig lineups and such, which seems a bit off to say the least. Don't get the impression these kind of events would include me, which I probably feel weird to be included in, as I 100% don't have the lived experience of any woman, cis and trans, of course. Again, yeah, hard to speak on in text, but yeah, a big, yeah, I don't know, from me. And agreed, it's got to be everyone, not just AFAB, or it just kind of seems like we're regrouping people who don't want to be grouped. Feel free to include that. As in, obviously, people would have come out at some point and identified differently to how they would have been in the past. So yeah, I thought that was a really interesting perspective. And another perspective that a trans femme non-binary person said, I'm quickly scrolling to find it because this is very non-intuitive layout of Insta. Yeah, said a trans femme MB perspective. I never get asked to play International Women's Day shows. Interesting, hey. Which, yeah, sadly didn't really surprise me because I've noticed that a lot of these lineups, you know, are kind of popping AFAB non-binary people on, and that, yeah, trans femme non-binary people aren't present in a lot of these spaces, which is just really not good enough. Another gender diverse person's response was, it's frustrating. There are plenty of gender diverse people who also identify with womanhood, so obs, they should be included. But the rest of us who don't identify that way shouldn't be. And another trans femme non-binary person's response was, fuck International Women's Day, I'm done with inclusion. Which, like, absolutely, totally support that too. Yeah, I guess if you kind of have a perspective that you wanted to share, feel free to write into our Insta, which is at Satellite Skies, and we can maybe talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, I just thought it was something that I kind of wanted to bring up, and I found it really interesting that a lot of the feedback I got was sort of feeling kind of a similar way to how I was feeling around it. Yeah, so let us know what you reckon. Write in and we can have a bit more of a chat about it.
Yeah, that's, it's an interesting topic. And I guess I often get asked to do International Women's Day gigs. Mm. And, you know, I guess, you know, I never really think about who I identify as, yeah. Particularly. I'm just a person
yeah,
that
fully.
Is always up to mischief. but, you know, I've also seen throughout my life, you know, I personally feel that anyone who's fighting against the patriarchy and fighting against the system, you know, that is oppressing all of us is on the same side. And so therefore we should be inclusive of all of us that are fighting this system. And while, you know, we still have governments run by old white men and corporations run by old white men, and you know, I think, you know, we all need each other. Everyone else needs to come together to, like, fight that. So whether International Women's Day can be inclusive or people want to be included in that or not, whether they just want to be included as allies, if they're not identifying as women, maybe they can be allies. Maybe, you know, they can just be part of the big battle against the patriarchy like we all should be. I don't know, or not. Yeah, it's up to individual, you know, how you're feeling, I guess. And even for me, I find it hard to speak on behalf of, you know, women per se, because I know that I'm kind of a weird person.
Yeah.
I'm kind of not, like, I don't feel like I represent women's rights per se, even though I have had a lot of lived experience as a woman and identifying, you know, being identified by others as a woman. But I can only ever speak as an individual and from my heart, and, you know, people can call that what they want, I guess, or put that in whatever box they feel like. But, you know, we kind of got some bigger things to fight than that. I don't know. That was just my spontaneous rave.
Nah, for sure. I feel like for me, what it kind of reminds me about is, I guess, some of the conversations around women's spaces and safer spaces, and how those have been really inaccessible and unsafe for trans women a lot of the time, and how, I don't know, I remember there was seeing a really good poem about, I'm not sure if it was about International Women's Day or about spaces or something, but it kind of went along the lines of, from the perspective of a trans masculine person speaking and being like, I'll paraphrase it because I can't remember exactly, but sort of being like, hey, I just, on behalf of trans people, I really want to thank you for inviting me to your women's event. I just want to say everyone's been super nice to me and been super friendly, and I'm noticing there's no trans women here, but I'm sure they're all on their way, and I'm sure they all feel super safe and super great about it. So yeah, I'm going to speak on behalf of the community and just say thanks for that. I'm sure the trans women will be here any minute, but yeah, and I'm sure this has nothing to do with the fact that you all are being really, really friendly to me, and I'm sure you completely see me in all of my manhood and really respect that, and it has nothing to do with the fact that you don't see me as a man. So yeah, thanks so much for inviting me. And I found that a really amazing, powerful, really funny, really on point
lots of irony.
Yeah, ironic poem that kind of sums up, yeah, a lot of the time it's like, is my inclusion here based on the fact that you're just kind of perceiving me by my body and not kind of respecting my gender and not seeing me as who I am? And is that why you're so welcoming to me in the space as an AFAB person, but are trans femme people also feeling that level of comfort and safety? And yeah, another person who wrote in just now, who said they were comfortable with me kind of reading what they'd written was, just trying to find their response. they spoke about the fact that they've never felt comfortable being at international Women's Day events, and that they haven't been welcome to play on lineups. They've only been attacked and assaulted at those sort of events. And this is someone who identifies both as non-binary and a trans woman. They said, the marshals try to separate us from the TERFs rather than the TERFs from the march, i.e. they protect the TERFs at the march, not the people they are here to target. And, yeah, that's just disgusting and awful. But thank you so much for allowing us to share that. That's a really important perspective to kind of share.
It is. And that's one of the things that International Women's Day really needs to confront and really needs to look at. Like that, like being too inclusive is one thing, but being completely fascist is,
fully.
Is the next level. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, why are, you know, transphobic TERFs feeling safer in, you know, International Women's Day marches than trans women who should absolutely be feeling safe and be feeling welcome and represented in these spaces. Maybe
I always just wonder if it's like, you know, the bitchy cool girls at school, you know? I don't think they like me either. Maybe as adults they become that gang. I don't know.
I think there's still bitches. There's definitely an element of that, but I think, you know, it's still the level of vitriol kind of directed at trans women is a whole other level than, I guess, what, you know, what I could even imagine experiencing. Yeah, I've seen some of this stuff go down at like Reclaim the Night sort of things where there's been TERFs and a lot of the time TERFs are also SWERFs. So TERF meaning trans exclusionary radical feminist, and SWERF being sex worker exclusionary radical feminist. And I guess I've seen, you know, trans women who are also sex workers being really, really targeted by often really violent TERFs and SWERFs, and have sort of, yeah, been in those spaces and just witnessed the difference and who they choose to go for when there are groups of sex workers at those sort of events, speaking at those events, and they tend to go for the trans sex workers, even though they also hate the cis sex workers. So, yeah, I think that kind of stuff is really violent and really fucked.
It's really psycho. And, like, what is in their mind? What the fuck are they scared of that they're being that psycho? Like, it's really... Yeah, it's wild. I guess it's the same kind of mentality that does lead to things like fascism, racism, all those, that kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, absolutely.
Fear-based ignorance. I don't know. We still got a long way to go.
Definitely. yeah, we might go into another track in a moment by some other trans femme artists. We've got a lot of incredible trans femme artists on our playlist, and we can share that playlist with you. It's got much more than we're actually going to get to play in the 2 hours. So we'll make sure to share the playlist so you can all live, in the amazing, women's music that we have curated for this show. And yeah, what are we going to jump into?
Jamaica.
Yeah, let's hear from Jamaica Moana, a trans femme non-binary person who is an amazing Maori artist based up in Sydney. And this track is her latest single called See Ya.
Oh, I would play that, except that my phone is no longer attached to your phone's Wi-Fi.
Alrighty. Maybe
so
we'll
take two on that one.
I can read another one of the comments that have come in. Another comment that somebody wrote, which was the person who talked about fuck inclusion and fuck International Women's Day, which is also, yeah, a perspective I am absolutely here for. They said, they're a trans woman for context. Also additional context, this person did a lot of organizing and protesting of TERFs at International Women's Day rallies in the past, which really burnt them out. So as far as they're concerned, it's a day associated with trauma for this person. And if cis women want to gatekeep and drain it of all radical energy, whatever, but they can't expect trans people to march for them when they don't march for us. And yeah, absolutely. Solidarity needs to go both ways. And if this day isn't inclusive of trans women, then it's not really a day celebrating women. our liberation needs to be bound up in one another's.
Yeah.
Jamaica Moana.
With Daz Mayo on the beats. Let's go. Leader. That is me. I've never been a follower, hater. I keep it real hot because that's the only way, cheater. So if you do the most, I'll easily say see ya. You know that I'm the one and I will always be a leader. That is me. I've never been a follower, hater. I keep it real hot because that's the only way, cheater. So if you do the most, I'll easily say see ya. You know that I'm the one and I will always be a leader. Didn't mean to step on you to progress in this city. That's the only attitude. My priority is family. Keep providing. Providing all the food, how I know they're following, cause I'm the one they run to. Wasn't trying to overtake, but I would do it all again. Realize my biggest strength was my work ethic and my pen. Cultivate my energy in ways that you can't comprehend. Why I step back from events that I usually would have. Leader, that is me, I've never been a follower, hater. I keep it real hot, cause that's the only way, cheater. So if you do the most, I'll easily say see ya. You know that I'm the one and I will always be a leader. I'd rather lead the pack than to sit back and miss the fun. It means that your opinion won't be held by anyone. You ask what's wrong with that, I say cause I'm not holding back. You say I was controlling that, I say I know I told you that. What can they see? I am just trying to build my company. I am not trying to be Nanny McPhee. Cussing me once and you're missing the key. Why would I lie? If you're not loyal, then why would I try? Can you not see like you're rocking a star? So difficult like the answer of high. Could've tried to keep it in, but had to get it off my chest. So much work to keep it up and so much passion to invest. Days like this invigorating, even though it feels a mess. Always giving in my all while some are giving much less. Don't you think that this place is just so competitive? Why I don't stay in the city, in the west is where I live. Where I really slow down, figurative sedative. Inspiration close to home, literally my relative. That is me, I've never been a follower, hater. I keep it real hot, cause that's the only way, cheater. So if you do the most, I'll easily say see ya. You know that I'm the one and I will always be a leader. That is me, I've never been a follower, hater. I keep it real hot, cause that's the only way, cheater. So if you do the most, I'll easily say see ya. You know that I'm the one and I will always be a.
And you make him sing. Rock the block, got me grinding for the mob. Sisters stand up like the Phoenix God. Black and brown like the deuces in the rain. The real life run up in your motherfucking face. I got love for my sisters and it ain't no joke. I got love for my sisters till we end and broke. I would die for my sisters till we rise for success. And when she down, I wipe her tears on my chest. I got love for my sisters and it ain't no joke. I got love for my sisters till we end and broke. I would die for my sisters till we rise for success. And when she down, I wipe her tears on my chest. Welcome to my mind, spitting four chambers. One for your psyche, got you hype like my Femby. They call me Lash, daughter of the seven seas. I worship the moons, two moons don't test me. I'm from the west coast, it's a bite. Land down under, mad mother on the mic. The black Hellenic fam's from Rhode Island. I Google the woman warrior, no more silence.
Stepping in, I'm all in, no stalling. Answer to my calling, Queen Kibone, what you call me? I'm G Majesty, natural thing, magic ring. High grade, I speak, you pay. Pave the way, lay the stones, you flexing on, vexing on. Check again, who owns the throne? I'm still known. Can't dethrone the microphone, takes me to another zone. Never leave it alone. Stress reliever, the healer, walk with only healers.
I got love for my sisters, and it ain't no joke. I got love for my sisters till we end and broke. I would die for my sisters till we rise for success. And when she down, I wipe her tears on my chest. I got love for my sisters, and it ain't no joke. I got love for my sisters. And then broke, I would die for my sisters till we rise for success. And when she down, I wipe her tears on my chest.
Goddess of the night, riding the skies, moving the tides, she's high. Goddess of the night, riding the skies, moving the tides, she's high.
I got love for my sisters. It ain't no joke. I got love for my sisters till we end and broke. I would die for my sisters till we rise for success. And when she down, I wipe her tears on my chest.
Illuminate the torso, in the being also. Know there is more though.
To you.
Look out for me when I'm a shining saint. Auto. How I begin again, bright as sunshine, I begin again. 1 minute gone, then I'm back for the win again. Rapping in tactical synonyms, rap for the physical, feeling it. Too long between tracks, but I'm killing it. Set vibration, stack top full of will again. Mine is a high vibration, patient state for ages. Make dreams in my life. How about the words in my mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes. I. How about the words in my mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes. Vibe like fire, big things are going with it, more fire. Steam up and off and get more higher. Lockdown with hot, become like Maya. Worshipping the sun, I'm worshipping vine. Underground when I make this, it's too hot for the new days. Feeling more heat from this, now we breaking. I sit with it, then I pick up and go. What I mean when I'm on a level, bring out the tone. Yo, going on a set, not a benefit from my action-packed tactics in a dance range. Big up the time scene, reminisce, high vibe, elevates true sound, resonates my vibe. Sitting in tune with the next, just blazing, set up the decks. Yo, yo, yo. How about the words in our mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes. How about the words in our mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes. How about the words in our mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes. How about the words in our mind? How about the world inside? How about the early signs? Look, 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 all three eyes.
I.
much. That was Vita Sunshine with All Three Eyes. And I did spy on the Facebook that she's working on new material and looked like she was shooting a music video in Ghana.
Hey.
Very exciting.
So good.
And she's from the Collingwood hood, so
represent.
Representing worldwide, Vita Sunshine.
Before that, we had Lady Lash and Queen G with Love for My Sisters. And Lady Lash, you should be checking out her new stuff. She's got the new record, Spiritual Misfit, out on Heavy Machinery Records at the moment. And before that, we had Gloss with Lined Lips and Spiked Bats for a bit of a heavy punk moment. And bringing us in at the beginning was Jamaica Moana with Sia, her Jamaica's latest single out now.
Yeah, and you're listening to Soundtrack to Revolution, and this is 3CR, and we are doing a International Women's Day special. That is why we are still going. It is past the hour of midnight, and
yes,
you've still got us.
And it's officially International Women's Day now. And yeah.
You're not getting rid of us that easily.
double the trouble, double the fun.
And it was interesting, Race Rage sent me a little article on the history of it all, and it's been going for over 100 years, and started with, I think they said, the Socialist Party in America, and a whole lot of women. There was a big suffragettes movement happening back then, and yeah, they declared it International Women's Day. And the main asks were for equal pay, to have, you know, the labour at home recognised, to have like working rights, and yes, these things that we're still fighting for today, which is, you know, I think we've come a long way. But
yeah,
if you look at even now, women are 40% of the workforce, but only have 1% of the wealth.
Absolutely, and our women's domestic labour just isn't paid, isn't recognised, isn't acknowledged,
and you know, still doing all the you know, the hard labour, caring jobs like looking after old people, looking after kids, you know, cleaning up after everyone's mess,
which you know a lot about.
I do know a lot about. Yeah, and yeah, it's a hard one. Like, I've got sons, and I've tried to bring them up, you know, as the best I could, going, you know, this is, you know, we need to be equal, the work share should be equal, you know. I surrounded him with misogynist men mostly, yeah, for the first half, and and, you know, really diverse kind of male role models and stuff like that. But do you think I can get him to the dishes? No.
Yeah, it's
big
really
fail
hard
there, and I really tried, but
it's hard when, you know, I guess you can only do so much. I feel like I've tried to, you know, within as much as I can, influence my younger siblings in the same way, and yet I still see these patterns play out too. But, you know, like, you can only expose them to so much. They're still getting all this feedback from the media, all this feedback from, you know, people around them at school and everything else, where they get representations of labor and labor division and whose job is what and all that kind of really binary fuckery. So it's like, you know, even though you've done your best to kind of instill these values and these concepts, it's, yeah, I guess it's really hard to kind of shelter people from the rest of the feedback that the rest of the society is being like, this is fine, this is normal, this is how it should be.
And we've got a lot of unlearning to do, you know. And I guess I know when I see something needs to be done, I just do it. And often it seems that part of the brain isn't in, I don't know, has been genetically modified out of half of the species. No, I don't know, not necessarily, but yeah, unfortunately, reading those things, that those rights and stuff they were fighting for back then, you know, we did get the vote, but then there's still all those other issues are still here and they're still prevalent, and we still have so much to overcome, and the power is still in the hands of the patriarchy. So we've got such a long way to go.
Absolutely. And yeah, like,
you look at someone like Putin, you know, the absolute epitome of
For sure.
Masculinity, psychopathic, psychotic.
So toxic.
Power hungry, toxic shit.
Yeah, so toxic.
You know, it's like, oh, you just can't get much worse. You know, it's in our faces every day, always.
For sure. And sometimes, you know, also in more insidious ways too. Mm. I mean, I found it really interesting, yeah, reading the article that we were both reading about the history of International Women's Day starting back in 1908. And, you know, those suffragettes were calling out the hypocrisy of, I guess sometimes, you know, toxic masculinity and patriarchy can look like that whole thing of, what's it called, chivalry, of treating, you know, someone like the little woman and that kind of thing. And I found it really interesting reading this critique of sort of the hypocrisy of male politicians at the time who talk about the sanctity of the home while sending kids to, you know, work at shops, or this socialist mayor London said, these men will meet a lady in a car, tip his hat and offer a seat, so showing that kind of chivalry, but refuse to make a law that would provide a seat for a woman who works for 10 hours a day in a factory. So, yeah, even when, you know, I guess a lot of misogynists would call themselves chivalrous or as seeing, you know, valuing women for their caring role and their roles as mothers and all that kind of thing, but then it still stabs us in the back, because it's like when people kind of put women on a pedestal and be like, oh no, that's your domain of caring and all that kind of stuff. But then when you look at paid roles for that sort of caring, whether it's childcare, whether it's social work, whether it's, you know, caring for older people or people with disabilities, or like even education, all those kind of domains that have been historically seen as feminine are so devalued, and you see that in the, you know, compensation for that labor, for even paid work, it's paid less, and that's a lot of what contributes to the difference, and the difference in pay and that sort of thing, because a lot of the time it's not as obvious as, oh, I'm talking on the radio and I'm getting 80 cents or whatever, and another, well, obviously we don't get paid here, this is volunteer, but you know what I mean, it can look a bit more like devaluing the domains where women historically and even modern times now still work.
Yeah, long way to go
for, and, sure,
you know, there'll be more things to address, and we can keep kind of pulling it together. And then there's the issues, I guess, too, of domestic violence.
Absolutely.
And I've been keeping tabs on the femicide stuff that's been happening, and there's been an amazing woman documenting all of that, and it's horrific. You know, the violent crimes being committed against women and, you know, trans people, non-binary people constantly, and we have a really bad culture of accepting domestic violence and sweeping it under the carpet and not talking about it. And
absolutely.
And, you know, there's like horrific stuff going down all the time, and we have created this culture of silence around it.
And it's one of the leading contributors to death amongst, you know, women aged 18 to 35. And so much of the time we're taught to fear, you know, the stranger in the street, and that can be a really dangerous situation for a lot of us. We're not safe in the streets, but we're also not safe in our homes when, you know, the person most likely to kill a woman is their intimate partner. And, you know, trans women as well have really high rates of experiencing domestic violence and experiencing violence from strangers in the street, as, you know, experiencing transphobic hate crimes especially. Mm. So, like, where are we safe?
Yeah, exactly. Well, someone who did experience a lot of domestic violence but has still, you know, came out on top and expressed herself beautifully through music is Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
So I thought I might go for Lost One.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done.
Havila. But if a thing tests me, run to me, gun. Can't take a threat to me, newborn son. Elb in this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you walk lost with a sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There come many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Like your word is your bomb, but until you do right, all you do will go wrong. Now some might mistake this for just a simple song, and some don't know what they had till it's gone. Now even when you're gone, you can still be reborn, and from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now some might listen and some might shine, and some may think that they reach perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become, cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
Say I look like some bookshelf you found. I don't mind being the butt of the joke, because the joke might make somebody laugh. And it's 2018, what are you doing if you're not eating up? You're so original. You're so original. You're and double, they're quintuple, and you're all kind of me. And I like it when my friends don't all look like each other. You look me in the eye after I sing my heart out and you say, hey, nice head, brother. You're so
speak at the White House. Her words hit me hard like a light bulb. Fictitious depictions of girls must die out. If you want to live in a world that triumphs, I am just talking about loving the femme. I ain't talking about nobody else. Toxic masculinity has to end. I'm just talking about loving ourselves.
You can't catch me singing these words in a black otherwise features female t-shirt. Like, hey, me, I got something to say. Gender construction just get in the way. I've been playing drums since I was like eight. The future is female, that future is great.
I know our ones moving culture. What would happen if we all would leave with a little less aggression, more femininity? We have to value girls more than their looks. The biggest threat is a girl with a book. The system must make room for all that we do. We've been bleeding each month till we gave birth to you.
You know, to me, the future is female means that no longer will female qualities be subordinated to male qualities. I want to live in a world that is collaborative, a world that is emotionally intelligent, a world in which we are linked and not ranked.
Love is female.
Gandhi, Voices EP, elevating and celebrating the female voice. The future is female.
The future is female.
The future is female, indeed. That's by Madame Gandhi, by off their Voices EP, and you're listening to Satellite Skies. The week is Soundtrack to Revolution with Race Rage
and Bass Mama.
And you're listening to Super Extended Double Whammy International Women's Day edition, kicking off International Women's Day, a 24-hour special here on 3CR that's going to accompany the 3CR International Women's Day street party and live broadcast, which is going to be happening from 4 till 8 p.m. here on Smith Street, the corner of Little Victoria Street, which is right next to the 3CR studios where we're coming at you right now. And there's a lot of amazing acts that are going to be playing at this COVID-safe street party.
Yeah. Oh, and, I can't actually see the poster, but... Oh, there it is right in front of me. Okay, we got MC Ajakua and MC,
Drekshwester?
And Liz Latinx. Ooh.
Calyx is going to be playing their first show.
Yeah, and Rita
Dangorian.
DJ...
Marushti and more.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sounds like the place to be. Oh, my goodness. And if you happen to be in the West Side, come down to International Women's Day West. I'm going to be talking with a whole range of amazing women from the West at Taco Kitchen and Bar, 205 Nicholson Street, Footscray. I think it's an African cafe. And there's going to be yummy food and... chats. Doors open at 6. Speeches start at 7 till 8. And we've got Sudanese activists. We've got people discussing mature women's movement. We've got lawyers for refugees and myself, and some deadly music as well. So, yeah, if you're in the West, come down to that at Taco Kitchen, Nicholson Street, Footscray. And sounds if so you're good. Over this side, in near 3CR, definitely head down to the 3CR IWD Street Party.
It's going to be so good. And, yeah, I guess I had another message come in from the conversation we were having before, so I wanted to make sure I read that one out as well. We were talking a little bit earlier, if you've only just tuned in, to, I guess, the phenomenon of, in more recent years, International Women's Day events, lineups, playlists, those sort of things, panels even, inviting gender diverse and non-binary people. So not speaking about binary trans women and cis women as well, but talking about people that sort of exist beyond the binary, like myself, being included in these events and how do we feel about it? And we opened that up to talk... open that up on a poll on my Insta to talk and invite other gender diverse people to write in about their opinions and their experiences. Somebody else responded saying that yeah, this person's run events for International Women's Day before and has struggled with it a lot. They've also been included on panels for International Women's Day, but as I think they're talking as a non-binary or gender diverse person, but not trans women haven't been invited to those panels, which has always felt really odd considering, yeah, this person's non-binary and they are women, the trans women who've not been included. Yeah, this person said, I can understand the want to try to be inclusive or at least have a discourse around it. But yeah, it's a weird one. And yeah, it is a weird one.
just out of curiosity, how would you feel being billed as an ally instead of someone included in, I guess?
Yeah, I guess my perspective is I just don't want to take up that space if it is a day for women. And there's just so many amazing women who could be in that space. Yeah, I guess I'd rather. And that's sort of been my response in recent years. And I noticed someone else wrote in saying, yeah, I just don't play those events anymore. Yeah, I'm like, you know, pass the mic. mic to a woman. Yeah, that's just my perspective, though. And, yeah, we did have 80% of people write into the poll saying that they didn't feel super comfy about it, but 20% said they did. So I guess, you know, I can't speak on behalf of all non-binary people, and none of us can. Yeah, I guess we're a really diverse community, and people's experiences and opinions will be different. But yeah, it's something interesting to chat about for sure.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Another group I wanted to talk about, speaking about TERFs and SWERFs like we were earlier, who's often excluded from women's events and the women's movement historically when we're talking about like second wave feminism is sex workers. I've been at sort of Reclaim the Night and Slut Walk events where the same people who are being really violent and really aggressive and exclusionary towards trans women are also exhibiting those same behaviours to sex workers as well. So I really wanted to showcase some voices and music of sex worker women on the show tonight, and I thought I would kick off with an excellent track called Sex Workers Work by the Uhuru... Man, there's some hard words to pronounce today. Uhuruverse, off their release Who Killed Kenesha on their Bandcamp. Yeah, this is at Sex Workers Work. Check it out. I'm not having much luck paneling either. Let me double check what I'm doing here. It would be helpful. Yes. What is happening? Is this going to work for us? Hopefully. Potentially. Okay, maybe not. Let's check out another track. This is Dasa Hink with Ball in the Park.
Life, I won't gauge it. Hand this party over, cause I know how to engage. it.
When your stick is hard, I'm in charge. It's a ball in the park. It's a ball in the park, in the park. It's a ball in the park, in the park. It's a piece of cake, a piece of tart. It's a ball.
And that was Dasa Hink, most of Dasa Hink, I don't know what happened there, with Ball in the Park. And that is an excellent track that Dasa Hink released on June 1st, 2020 for International Whores Day, Ball in the Park. And yeah, probably should have done a bit of a content warning on that one for sex-related language. But yeah, it's also got a really cool music video with some sort of like, yeah, fetishy stuff going on. If that's not your thing, you might not want to check it out. But if it is, then check it out because it looks really cool. I also wanted to play another track if it's going to behave for me. I might check it out if it's going to be good while we go to a community service announcement. You're on Satellite Skies, Soundtrack to Revolution. And that's not working either. That's okay. Not having much luck. If you can't make it along to the International Women's Day stuff happening tomorrow, that's okay. We've got you covered with the live broadcast happening on 3CR. That's 8:55 on your AM dial. Otherwise, you can listen along live online at 3cr.org.au/streaming. And maybe that's where you're listening to us right now. Another thing you can do to support 3CR, I know it's no longer February, so it's technically no longer our subscribers drive, but it's always good to keep contributing to Radical Radio, keeping us on the air here. A one-of-a-kind station where we've got over 400 volunteers, over 120 songs, and an incredible array of radical programming content. If you wanted to do that, you can go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe, which makes it easy to renew each year and set up an annual recurring subscription online if that's something that you're able to do. And if not, that's cool. Just listen and enjoy the show. All right, we might head to another track. Hopefully it's going to behave for us. Let's see what happens.
Let me grow my wings so I can fly.
questions by your flag. What is your message? Why do you brag? I hope it's speak for all of us that we are not alone. Doesn't matter where we came from, the whole shit is home. Let me go.
Yeah. wish sometimes you would think about it. Cause I know your head gets clouded, but that's one thing I never doubted.
You never think about it, how you could live without it. Come down, chill with me. You have been up since 3. I wish I could drip your brain. To deal with this much pain. These words go round and round. It's like a hurricane.
It's the smallest itch, just has a heavy breeze. You've got sweaty palms and here comes the heat. You're always in bed staring at the ceiling. I wish I could stop this awful feeling. Cause everybody's leaving. And it's time to start your healing. See, I'm working each day to try and rearrange it. But things are different, do you appreciate it? Step by step, you always seem to make it. It's a freaky task that only you've created. It looks like you've been waiting. And it's only one pill, so take it.
And that was Pillow Pro with Hurricane, a track about anxiety. And they're such an amazing duo, local duo out of Melbourne. Before that, we had Thelma Plum with Back in Black, always a favourite. And before that, Shrimp Witch with Lyra's talking about sexual harassment, and they are such a funny pair. They're always so fun to watch live. Just such hectic energy. Big, big fans of Shrimp Witch. And coming in before that, we had two tracks by MC Ajak Kwai, Red Sands, and before that, Grow My Wings. You can check out MC Ajak Kwai headlining at the 3CR International Women's Day street party and live broadcast happening here, Little Victoria Street, right next to the studio at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Yeah, we had a little bit of a fail with Daza Hink before that, Ball in the Park. I realized I ran out of credit, which is why it stopped. But yeah, we're gonna go to another couple of tracks. We've just got enough room before we finish up. Hopefully we'll get to play to the end of both of them. Utope are an amazing band who aren't actually playing music anymore, unfortunately, so you won't have the blessing of getting to see them perform live. I've played a show or two with them before, and they're amazing energy. A trio of trans femme babes out of Melbourne. And this is their song, We Live in a Society, from their release, Chokehold.
One, two, three, four, five, six. My flow be the nicest. Luxury of this estate. From windows smoking the medic. Ain't quite so pathetic, I mean. Distracted is the method I've been. Coping head heavy, having heavenly genes. Mind off the minute as I manage these things. And vanishing instincts of panic extreme. Yeah, manically up and down my grappling string. Stream of consciousness is all from me. Sunness, prominent and finally polished. They finally polished. Life is an animate flame. It's intelligent dreams of elevated beings. Relegated to the chores of sin. The boys of thing, y'all miss on scene. Okay, history bear witness to this human thing. I scribble over keyboards like I did as a preteen. Receipts, piecemeal memory pastries. And fuck, I ask to eat if they don't pay me. Chasing ghosts like dog paws scraping through the sand. The memories all compile as I shovel up my hands. List of arrogant demands like, fuck it, really pay me. Oh, my behavior's crazy. I'll be dead before payment. And every time I pay rent, I think of the landlord. Put in her hand first. Welcome to bloodthirst. Stand with the armed force. Calming this bleak storm. Feeling their own curse. Watch while the world burns.
Gentrification. Polarization. Media monopoly. Political opiate. Fucking stay inside. Get pivoting. Netflix and get high. We live in a society.
Gentrification. Polarization. Media monopolies, political lobbyists, fucking stay inside, get Uber Eats, Netflix and get high, we live in a society. I understand why some wanna throw bricks, or puppets that infantilize stupid, improper plans for times that's so urgent. But recognize that you just a person. Hypothesize about my position. That I am humbled by my privilege. That I am grateful for this purpose. A chance of dancing with you others. Or I can free fall in nihilism. Keep on twisting with no rhythm. Tell myself that it's all nonsense. Universal non-sequitur. But I still love her and I still love you. And I still think about you daily. Yes, I really do. I wanna patch up all your boo-boos. Put you in my womb. Hold you so tight. You can't feel shudders of the biggest thing. What? Biggest bang. We be doing things, they go boomerang. All my finest dreams, they go up in stink. Conversation, all corruption. Fuck it, there's a problem, but I never let it ruin my motivation. Yeah, I never let it ruin my motivation. My mind is on the minute, I am elevated. Yeah, I never let it ruin my motivation.
Motivation.
And that was Utope, We Live in a Society, off their record Chokehold. And Leah, one of the lead singers and rappers of Utope, has now released a poetry book, which is incredible. It's just been published. And yeah, all the band members are moving on to bigger and brighter new things. So that's exciting. We have come to the end of our 2 hours.
Yeah, it actually went surprisingly quickly. We doubled the show and we're still going.
Really did. And we still didn't get to play anywhere near as much as we wanted to play. I reckon we're going to make this playlist available with all of the incredible tracks and incredible artists that make up our vision for an amazing International Women's Day. And yeah, we'll post that on our Satellite Skies Insta, which is at Satellite Skies is the handle. And also the Facebook, if I remember to do that. I always forget about our Facebook. I think we're going to leave with a really funny track from a band called Love Boner, who we had the privilege of seeing perform when we played Bushfest over New Year's. And Bass Mama's kids were absolutely losing it in a big hay fight.
Yeah.
It was the soundtrack to, yes, a very intense hay fight, and everybody absolutely going for it. It references Animorphs, which is one of my all-time favorite things from when I was a kid. And, yeah, a brilliant band made up of trans femme singer and drummer, and also Laura playing the instruments, playing guitar and singing along too. And, yeah, this is I'm a Lover, I'm a Fighter, I'm a Hawk. Goes out to all the Team Tobias people who are also big Animorphs fans. Just a really fun way to finish up our broadcast. And make sure you keep listening to 3CR over the rest of today. We've been lucky enough to kick off the IWD content, but it's going to be a broadcast celebrating a whole range of diverse voices here on 3CR for International Women's Day. And get along to the street party if you can, or if you're having FOMO at home, make sure you listen to the live broadcast from the International Women's Day street party happening from 4 till 8 p.m. here at 3cr.org.au/streaming. Thank you so much for coming with us on this doubly long journey. I've been Race Rage.
I've been Bass Mama.
And we're going to leave you with Love Boner. I'm a Lover. I'm a Fighter. I'm a Hawk.
Ciao for now.
Die with my own eyes on the last day of the war.